Hello, my name is Jessica Steele, and I believe in God, the invisible demons, what kind of life there is after death, and most importantly, the importance of being on this planet and being human. I am also going to talk about how different my beliefs about God are from others. To start off, I believe that God and my beliefs about him are neutral. I believe that he is not visible to the human eyes, and therefore he does exist, but no one can see him, and no one in this universe will ever find him in his true form. I also believe that his true form is in the heavens, but every day you will find someone kind or generous who will make your day. God is not just in one place, and not just in one gender, so he is presently they. I truly believe that God can become whatever they wants to be, whenever they wants to be. I also believe that we created God, not the other way around. Another one of my beliefs is about the true definition and purpose of monsters. I believe that monsters are real, but not in the way that the famous stories teach us. I believe that monsters are real, and they are something hidden deep inside of us. I believe that we have good and evil both inside of us, but there are those who let their anger get the best of them, and anger is the monster that we all truly fear. But the monster isn't the anger itself, because anyone can get angry, but it is our actions that we do and our ability to trust ourselves to control that anger. I also feel that God never created these monsters and or controls them. Like I said, we created God. I believe that when we die, we become reincarnated into someone, usually the same gender, a lot like ourselves in the previous life. But the main purpose of this process is to return again to a similar life and get another chance to fix our mistakes and to never do them again. I believe that we cannot remember anything from our past lives, but in our dreams. Sometimes we see flashbacks of ourselves in the past, and we are not supposed to remember what our dreams exactly are. In conclusion, I thank the congregation, my mentor Michelle Havenhill, and the entire coming of age experience. I am very glad to have people here who help my beliefs grow and change and who are willing to listen to them. I am so happy to be around people who accept and do not judge any beliefs. I am not only my own person with my own beliefs, but I also and always will be a UU, and I will always thank those who helped strengthen my beliefs and spirituality. Thank you for listening.